Moses said to the children of Israel, when they got to the border of the Red Sea, and they were pestering him, questioning him, harassing him, because the forces of Pharaoh were behind. Moses said, the Egyptian you see today, you shall see them no more. This is a word of God to you today, that the Egyptian that you have been seeing, Egyptian that have been working against you, you shall see them no more, in the mighty name of Jesus. Anything that represents Egypt in your life shall not be there anymore, for the Lord shall set you free. In Jesus' name, amen. I said, Egypt does not represent anything good, as we have all said together. And before I even continue, let me repeat what I just finished saying. That whatever is representing Egypt in your life, let us critically consider this. The Bible says we are not fighting against flesh and blood, right? Is it that you are sensitive about it, or you are living in denial? But that does not remove the fact that if Egypt is in your life, it's in your life, right? There's something they call open delay. There's something they call Oguanasi, right? There's always one kind of battle or the other against a child of God. Because you are a child of God, battle will rise against you. Alright? If battle rose against Jesus, then who are you? And this battle we're talking about is not a physical battle that way. It's not a physical battle of human being. This is the enemy. Enemy that is intention is it does not want you to survive it. If your enemy is beating you, you probably want to wound you but not to kill you. I mean, if your physical enemy. Alright? Some of us watch sports. Actions for maybe the boxing, whatever wrestler. Did they kill anybody in the ring? They don't kill. They try to win. So they don't care if you are injured. But the intention is not to kill. But this type of enemy that keeps you in Egypt wants you to stay in Egypt for the rest of your life. It's an enemy that does not care. Your freedom is a problem for him. So he wants to keep you in that spot so that you don't move forward. Alright? That is why this message is very important. I want us to be sensitive about it. Amen.